evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Walken Wade writes death notes, passes the doctor's checks, and his home becomes a motel. Mature Mark globetrots, but rarely returns home and does his warm-ups on screen. Bashful Bob takes the route less trodden and warns of the pitfalls of parenthood. From a huge Shakira statue to Discord delinquency. Yes! It's time for We Forgot to Stretch. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I'm this year's host, or this week's host. I guess we've already had one episode this year.
This year's host, every episode in 2024, brought to you by Wade.
I'm joined as always, if you couldn't tell already, by Mark and Bob. Hey guys.
Hello.
I'm Bob.
I'm Mark.
I'm the host. Welcome to another episode. If you haven't watched before, this is the show where one of us hosts, the other two compete for points, the winner hosts the next episode, and we talk about whatever we want. Our points dished out, also however we want. It's completely unfair and arbitrary system. That's the one we got. How's the new year been treating you guys?
Good. Are we talking about resolutions? Is it another year, another episode of that?
It's small talk, but yeah, sure.
I have a resolution of, I tried to keep it very simple. All I want to do, and this is something that I've been trying to do for a very long time, is schedule. So I've just been trying to schedule my day the day before. That's my only resolution, is that before I go to bed, I have to schedule what I'm going to do the next day. It doesn't have to be to the hour, but it has to be a list of things that I need to do and rough estimates of time when I need to do it. And so I did the first night of that. It was really, really helpful.
Samesies.
Oh, no way.
Look, it says it's got 2024 embossed on it, real small for whatever reason.
So I bought a tiny calendar, but I went with a tiny notebook. So I have this, you know, it's just a one I got from like Daiso for like $2. But I figured if I could keep it on my person and in my pocket, then I would be able to consult it. And I wanted something physical, which is like the book, is like writing it down is better than putting it in your phone, because for some reason I've done that before and I can't keep up with it. But the ritualistic nature.
Dude, shit just disappears into my phone. I made this whole system. I made a series of to-do lists, and I subscribed to like a special calendar thing that was like even more I type into my phone and it might as well fucking not exist anymore. I don't understand, right? What happens.
Well, my resolution is to get you two to get on a schedule so you don't keep fucking up mine. I started carving your names with a knife into a death note, and Molly stopped me and she's like, maybe just make a New Year's resolution to be better. And I was like, you know what? I will make them be better. You're right.
Make them be better. That's your resolution.
I put the carving knife down. The death note only has an M and a B. I stopped. So you guys are good for now.
I was only like 7 minutes late today.
No, you're good today. New year, new us.
What's the maximum amount of lateness that you'll put up with before you start reconsidering the death note situation?
I'm slow moving in the morning and early afternoon, so when you guys are running late, it's actually nice for me on Tuesdays. It's whenever we move something to a different day, that's when it's awful, because I schedule everything for us around Tuesday. So whenever you guys are like, how about Wednesday morning? And I'm like, okay, the car shopping I told my family would do, I'll just move that. The dentist appointment, the eye appointment, okay, cancel those.
I just remembered I'm busy right now. Do you guys want to put this off till like Friday?
No, God, please, no. Minus 10 points.
Are you busy, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern? Are you busy then? Thursday at midnight. When are you busy then?
I actually, Thursday at midnight would be a time I'm free.
Hey, if you're going to complain about, we get together at noon East Coast time, everyone watching. We talk about this frequently. If you're going to complain about noon being too early.
I got no complaints with noon Tuesday.
Only noon on Tuesday. The rest of the week, noon early.
The holidays were so nuts. Just having company, getting ready for company, and then like getting up early, like mornings. You'd think I would have adjusted and become more of a morning person, but for some reason, when I'm tired, I stay up later. Like I have more trouble falling asleep. So I was falling asleep at like 4 or 5 a.m. and getting up at like 8 or 9 for a little while.
Once you do that once, doesn't that help you adjust? Once you do that once and then you're exhausted for the next, you don't sleep?
No. Yeah, I've got two different kinds of melatonin. I've got one that's also got like a Tums type stuff to it, and antacid. And I've got one that's just normal melatonin. So depending on the stomach that night, I try one or the other. And sometimes it helps a lot. And I pass out right away. Like last night, I was like, dude, I cannot sleep till 2 or 3 tomorrow. The boys will be like, he's dead. He's actually dead. So I popped 2 melatonin at like 2 a.m. last night.
At 2 a.m.?
You take melatonin like way before you want to go to bed.
That was when I wanted to go to bed.
No, before.
You take it like an hour or two. Okay. You know what?
I figured 3 a.m., get up at 11. That's 8 hours. So take them at 2.
I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah.
I don't mean to, well, I wasn't, but I don't mean to be hypercritical about your life choices. I think that you're doing great. And just because it's a new year and good habits should flow from this day onward doesn't mean that you can't stick to your old habits like glue.
Wade is exactly the guy whose New Year's resolution is keep being exactly as awesome as I already was.
Okay, you're also not wrong about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to exercise a little bit more, but my physicals, I had to have 3 physicals last year and all of them came back like perfect. And my doctor was like, other than needing to lose like 20, 30 pounds, keep doing what you're doing. And I was like, keep doing what I'm doing. You got it, doc.
I hear you loud and clear. No change of thing. Gotcha.
Other than your blood pressure, your skin sloughing off, and you need to lose some pounds, keep doing exactly what I just said.
We got 7 or 8 things here on this checklist, all very crucially important to your long-term health, but, you know, otherwise, keep stay the course. Stay the course, doc.
What Wade heard is, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're gonna die. Just keep doing it. All right.
Look, I am a creature of habit. I'm the person who's like, the phone says there's a faster way to go by like 5 minutes, but I know this other way. I'm just gonna stick with the way I know. Why would I shave off 5 minutes whenever I just already know this way?
If it's possible, I'm the opposite of that. I don't exactly know what the opposite of that is, but I would rather drive a different way to go to the exact same place every time I get in the car and go somewhere.
Weird.
Which one of those is weirder? Am I weird?
That's weird. That's weird.
I know how to get to where I want to go. And like, because we live in Cincy now, but like, I know this area. I knew this area before we lived here. So I know a little bit about where I'm going. Every time I get in the car, I'm like, I've never gone this direction to go to this place. Let's go that way. See how we get there.
So if you had like 4 or 5 kids and Mandy went into labor, you'd be like, oh, sorry, we're taking the nosebleed route this time.
Well, no.
The nosebleed route? Which way is that?
That's when you go the opposite direction of the hospital. You go the other way around the earth to get there.
What causes the nosebleed?
I don't know. I think of the nosebleed section being the furthest from like the field whenever you're in a stadium.
This is almost exclusively if I'm in the car by myself, because even if it's not a time sensitive thing, if I do this and Mandy's in the car, she gives me endless shit about it. She's like, just go the normal way. And I'm like, this seemed interesting.
You drive on a random road in a back part of the woods and you look over at the passenger and they're nosebleeding. You're like, oh no. Oh no.
There's that road that you took us on somewhere in LA that is like that.
The second steepest hill in the world or whatever the shit.
Where you go to the top and it's like, where'd the road go? And you're like, oh, it's beneath us. And it's like, well, yeah, that makes sense. And you're like, oh, it's beneath us.
You come over the crest and as you aim down back at the earth, Satan comes up out of the pit beneath you and is like, and everything lights on fire and your nose bleeds.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
So I'm weird on that one. No one else. Subreddit, back me up. You go a different way every time, like a normal person.
No, I literally will go the same direction.
But what if there is? What if you always go the same way to like someplace you go all the time, like Buffalo Brothers, if it still existed? But there is a faster way that exists that you could go. Would you never switch, even if you knew it was faster? Even if it was just like, oh well, I should go this more optimal way.
No, I would go on the faster.
Yeah, if it was reasonably faster, and like, you know, like let's say we're going during rush hour, I'm like, okay, let's see if there's a faster way, because, you know, there's an accident or something like that. I don't want to be stuck in the road for an hour and a half just because I'm committed to going one way.
You have a car yet, Wade?
No.
I thought you were, well, you talked about that. I thought you were doing that.
I'm taking like a bit of a staycation this week. So minus like doing the podcast and like a couple other just commitments I have to do, I'm taking the week off and we are going car shopping this week. I was like, okay, if nothing gets moved around like Thursday or Friday, those days are car shopping days.
When is that? Because I'd like to record some more podcast episodes on that time and day.
I'm done with small talk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. 2 points for boldness. I think somehow we started talking about, well, how's the new year been? And it turned into like, You guys, whenever you have lives and shit, it's the worst for me. How dare you?
Anyway, when are you planning your trip to go see the Shakira statue, Wade? Because I know that's important to you.
I don't know much about Colombia, but like, you know, it's on the list of things I'd like to see.
That's where Encanto took place, I believe.
That's something.
Because in the song, the guy's all, Colombia.
I never saw Encanto.
Really? It's good. I mean, you don't have a kid, I guess.
That's also true.
So I've seen it like 90 times, but it's good.
I'd like to see it. There's a bunch of good like animated movies I've not seen. A lot of the more recent ones. Up is one I've never seen that I'd like to see.
That is not recent.
Tragedy struck when we realized that Up is 15 years old.
Up is from 2009. We were juniors in sophomores in college.
7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10. We could have been sophomores or juniors.
May of 2009.
Sophomores.
Wade. Yep, that's how it works. And now we're old, so that's a long time ago.
And that brings me to this episode. I don't want to talk about resolutions specifically, but I figured we would just take an episode to reflect on the highs and lows of 2023 and what we're looking forward to this year. It doesn't have to be a resolution, but it can be. But this is just the episode of, man, last year happened.
You're assuming a lot about how much I remember about the last year.
I mean, there's a lot that happened. You had a very eventful life.
Yeah, it mostly involved never sleeping and always feeling exhausted.
They take a moment to think about that.
So one of the things that like bookended this year was the fact that I went home, because the only time that I went back home to Cincinnati was at the very beginning of 2023 and at the very end of 2023. So that was kind of made me realize just how little I was home because I was so busy with everything else. Biggest takeaway from last year is guess who's diamond medallion in Delta's reward program. Not sponsored, but I'll take a sponsored.
I'm not gonna lie, when you said diamond, I thought you were gonna say guess whose diamond lenses came in.
Listen, I'm just saying,
guess whose diamond honing wheel came in for his tiny machine shop for his new lenses.
Yes, exactly. Well, I say that because that's how much I've flown this year. Not that we're sponsored by Delta. I would take a Delta sponsorship. I would not.
I can only imagine how many flights you took. Dozens? Like over 100? I don't even...
Not over 100 for sure, but I think it was in the range of like probably like 40 something. Jeez,
that's a lot.
Yeah, just for the movie and bouncing around, and then to Korea quite a few times, just because my grandma passed away last year. You know, I just went back for Chuseok, which is Korean Thanksgiving, and then I went to Korea more than I went to Cincinnati, like, which is fine because I've got family out there, so it's good.
Well, if you fold the world in half, you're closer.
That's the first thought I have, is just like, man, this next year I need to be home more, because it's funny because I'm still not done with the movie. And everyone keeps thinking every time I'm like, man, that last...
It's all done, baby.
Every time I get through a sprint, everyone's like, oh, thank goodness that's done. And I'm like, is the movie out? It's not done.
You remember when your movie released, Mark? Thank God that's over.
I feel like it's kind of like you're working on disarming like a nuclear warhead, and like you finish disarming it, we're all like, yes, he did it! And he's like, guys, there's five more. Oh!
Mark's movie making experience is actually a roguelite. It's like Hades. He just keeps going back in, getting slightly farther each time.
That's very much what it is. It feels a lot like that. I'll have some very, very profound post-reflections on this process afterwards, and I have some very strong opinions for the sassiest among you.
I look forward to your journal where we open it up and it's just all work and no play makes Mark a dull boy. What kind of memoir is this?
just the opening credits keep scrolling. All work and no play, all work and no play.
Director's commentary is just you like staring at the wall, like muttering to your breath.
It's a fucking movie, blood. It's blood, just blood.
You seem so happy about it. Bob, tell us about your 2023. What do you remember now?
Being a dad is definitely the main thing that happened in 2023 for me, I think. And it is not what I expected. That sounds bad, I guess. Not in a bad way, not what I expected. But in a very... I don't think I'm like a good authority to talk about parenting advice or give anyone like what I, you know, like, oh, this is what you should do. There's a lot of shit about being a parent that no one talks about. And I can't tell if it's on purpose or if it's just that once you get through it, you're so tired, you forget all of it or what. There's a lot of stuff that is involved in being a parent that does not come up in any of the like books you read to get ready for the baby or when you talk to other people. That, like, I swear to God, it's once your baby is born, all the people, like all your friends who already had kids in your life are like, ha, it's too late now. I could have warned you.
Are you going to tell us those things or can you also not speak about it now?
You know, I actually signed a non-disclosure.
The baby pulls out a contract is like, mm-mm-mm.
Like, Mandy and I had talked about, like, we should do a podcast or some, like, some series of videos or something, just record stuff where we talk about all the things that we were completely blindsided by because, and I think we've had a kind of a unique experience because our, James is not a stereotypical baby. The common wisdom that you always hear from people generally didn't apply to him very consistently. He was just like different, which I think all babies are different. And I would say that's maybe the biggest one, right? If you like you guys, if you just went and tried to research like parenting stuff, you would find all kinds of blogs and books and everyone has all these things. They're like, if you want your baby to start eating solid foods, you do this, 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 this. There's like lists and there's all this stuff. Bullshit means nothing. It literally, you might, every book on babies might as well say, well, yours is different and some of this probably won't apply to your baby at all. Maybe one or two of these things might be helpful, but not in the way that I think they were helpful. So just try anything. And if it works for you, good. There's such a morass of everyone has opinions. And also there's, you can go on the internet and find basically an opinion that says one thing and then the exact opposite opinion from sources that look equally reputable. It turns out babies are just unique little individual human people, and each one is as different as adult humans are. Yeah, being a parent is crazy. Manny and I are constantly asking our parents, like, oh, he's doing this, is happening, what did you guys do when we were, and our parents are kind of like, we did this, but that I don't think that's very helpful for you guys. So, you know, like, I think our parents are the realest people about it, because every time we ask for advice, they're like, I could tell you what we did, but I don't think that what James wants or needs. So yeah, just try some stuff, you know, just do. And it's like, I think we're figuring it out. We're adjusting, but man, it is not the joyful, cuteness filled explosion of little snuggles. And there's a lot of other stuff that happens in there. That's not just like the pictures on Instagram and the books about being a parent, but that's very defining for my 2023. That's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
One of my biggest regrets from this past year is and this is an excuse, right? This is how it always goes, is you let something slip because you're busy. Before the movie, I was working out every day, almost every day. I was crushing it, and I was studying Korean almost every day. I was crushing it. Then the movie hit like a freight train, and I was busy all the time, and I couldn't do it. Or at least that was my excuse, like, I have no time. There were some times on set where there absolutely was not a second for me to do anything, which is kind of what got me in the mindset of just like, I can't do it. But I fell out of it. I have not progressed my Korean at all this past year. Besides that first 2 months, I have not progressed. And that sucks because I was getting to a point where I was starting to be able to understand it, hear it, I could hear conversation. I can still do this. Like, I can hear conversations in Korean and pick up most of what they're talking about. And I can form very broken sentences, and my pronunciation's getting better. But that has paused since February. And the biggest lesson I learned about all those things, especially like language learning, but it applies to working out too, is it takes dedicated, consistent effort, and it's beating a constant diminishing of your ability. So you have to increase every day or consistently, or else it's going to start to degrade, you know, use it or lose it. And so to know that I could have made another 10 months of progress, or at least 9 if maybe the filming of it got in the way, and then I could pick it back up again, 9 months of progress, I would be so much further. And now I have to look at this next year and be like, this next year's got to be consistent effort. And it's just like, that's my biggest takeaway, is like, I got so swept up in other things that were important that I believed the excuse that there wasn't time. And even if it's because my previous resolution was only 5 minutes a day, that was it. Start at 5, I can do more, but 5 minutes. And it was the small goal that helped me get farther. And I should have just applied that again, just been like, okay, forget the new year, this month, 5 minutes a day. That's it. I don't have time for much else, but I can do 5 minutes. And then I can do more if I need to. It's like, yeah, that's what I regret not keeping up with.
That's tough. I don't know. I guess it's human, or maybe it's something, a thing that we learn, but like that, the difference between the excuse of like, oh, I don't have time, because I'm in that same boat, right? With the baby, it's like, oh, he's always there. He always needs stuff. He's at the point right now where he's eating so much. He started to eat solid foods in the last month. And so it feels like he eats every moment he's awake, he's eating. Now it's like, I never have time. But there is time. The problem is just that there's all those times in between where I'm like, oh, I'm exhausted. I'm just going to sit on my phone for an hour or whatever, half an hour, hour, however much I have. That's it, half an hour, an hour of time that could be used for those sorts of things where it's like, and it's hard. Why is it so easy to fall into that? Because it's not even a question of like, oh, I don't want to work out. I don't even think about it, because I just fall directly into what you're saying of like, there's no time. I don't even have to consider. I'm not doing anything. There is time. It's just busy.
Yeah, it really is. Because even if you're of the mind where you're like, oh man, how I can't work out and like, I don't want to get a shower, is like, you can at least get your heart rate up really high, really fast in 2 minutes. Just do some whatever you can. You may not be able to do burpees or anything, but just like, just sprint across the room.
2 minutes. You could do the sexies.
I don't want to engage with that. Yeah, keep going. Don't touch that one. Keep going.
I'm trapped.
You could do the sexies.
Yeah. Which I'll never get again for calling it that.
That's not a thing you do with Molly. That's a private activity. It just sounds fun.
But yeah, no, it's, and I'm not trying to give life advice here. That's that we do enough of that, or at least we try to do enough of that. It's literally this. I'm talking to myself here. Like, I know if I did 10 burpees, my heart rate would skyrocket because I'm out of shape, and it would be good exercise, and I could do that, and I wouldn't start sweating because I haven't done enough to get my body to the point where I would sweat, and it'd be good for me. I could do that, then relax.
Honestly, even if you just do stretches.
Yes.
The value of stretching and general like joint mobility is, I think, undervalued widely. And like, you don't have to get sweaty to just do stretches for 5 minutes. And it's extremely good for you to stretch regularly. It feels good to do that. But I never do it consistently. And then when I do stretch, I just stretch for like 5-10 minutes or whatever. And I stand up and I'm like, oh, man, that feels so. And then I never do it again for like 2 weeks. And then in 2 weeks, I'm like, everything's sore. Shit. Why am I so unstretched?
Why are we not doing this podcast while we're stretching? Can we do it on the floor? Can I stretch while we do this podcast?
You can.
My mic doesn't really permit that, but we could in the future.
I don't have as much space behind me as it might look.
We should. Yeah, no, I'm doing it. Screw this. I can do this. Wow, the close focus on this lens is... Whoa, what the frick?
What kind of lens is that? Why is it focusing on your hand?
It's so... Wait, what?
What? That's not how cameras work.
I didn't know this lens had such close... What the hell?
If you're not watching the video, Mark is adjusting his camera, so the palm of his hand is like inches from his camera lens, and it's focusing on it.
Lenses have like a very... this is a zoom lens, too.
The focus limit on my lens is like...
It's like a macro lens.
8 or 10 inches in front of my lens that I use on my camera, which is a totally, like, a decent lens.
Am I in focus?
Mostly. Yeah, you're pretty much in focus.
What the frick?
I didn't know it could focus. Anyway, I'm doing it. I'm stretching. You can't stop me.
Okay.
I'm going to do stretches in my chair, because that is a thing you can do. It's way less disruptive than what Marcus got going on.
No, this isn't disruptive. How is this disruptive? How is this disruptive?
Ow. Did you hear my neck crack? Did you hear that? God dang.
My 2023 was very social. We went to Disney. We went to Minnesota a couple times. Like, we traveled a bit. Forget where else we went. Did we go to LA last year? Was that last year or year before?
That was October of 22 was the last time I was in LA. Is that the one you're talking about?
Probably the one where we were out there. But I traveled a decent amount, at least the first half of last year. But after we moved in like June or July or something. We have had 12 different groups of guests come to stay with us since then. We moved in and the first thing we did was we got guest rooms ready. We were like, oh, we don't need a kitchen. We need to get the guest rooms ready. We got company coming.
Man, your priorities, man. You just know the entourage is coming.
Relatable. Relatable.
That was fun, but also kind of exhausting. There was literally a day during the holidays where Molly's parents were here and we drove them to the airport at like noon, and then 3 hours later we were expecting my aunt to show up like the same day. So it was like a hotel. We were like, all right, checkouts at noon if you want to do late checkout. If you want to check in, bedrooms won't be ready till 4.
So how much did you charge them?
Nothing, because we're fools. But God, we could have made some bank this year if we did. But our social, if this was a Sims game, our social would be maxed out. We capped that stat out.
My social works inverse. Like, my social starts high when I'm alone, and it goes...
So does Molly's. Yeah, no, she had some days where she would just, like, she would get plenty of sleep, but she was so socialed out that, like, she would just go upstairs and just lay down for, like, hours at a time just to, probably because, yeah, her energy and social were drained from being around people because she's very introverted, too. Exercise, not so great this year, but I also didn't have my shoulder surgery, so I still am supposed to have that, but, you know, I've been busy.
You've just been living with your broken shoulder?
It's a slap tear, so it's an optional surgery. It's really dependent on discomfort, and it got to the point where like I'm only uncomfortable like once every few days.
Have you tried a Theragun, Wade? Because I bet you could massage that right out.
No, I thought about a 9mm, but I don't think that would help my shoulder.
Dude, I was just stretching just barely, like sitting in my chairs. I feel better already. Why don't I do this more? That felt really good. I just stretched my ankles. I just stretched my shoulder. It feels good.
It's not even like a shower where you don't want to do it because like you have to get wet like to even start the process and then it feels good. It's like you could do it naked, I guess, but you could do it fully closed. There's no problem.
Dude, naked stretching is an interesting and liberating thing, I gotta say.
Hot yoga.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not opposed to the hot part. It's the yoga part I can't do.
I am down for refrigerated yogurt. I don't know about hot yoga.
I'm really angry that I laughed at that, but God damn it.
I don't know why everyone gets so... I get mad when I laugh at puns. I don't know why.
I don't hate puns. It's the way people treat puns that makes it hateable. You know, every pun, instead of just being something that's said, everyone who makes a pun have to, like, stop at it. Did you notice it? Wink wonka. Ah. You know, that's what makes it terrible.
Did I do all that? I just said refrigerated yogurt and I moved on.
You hang a little, but you don't do it as bad as some people do.
I hang because I want your reaction. I feed off of pain.
I do appreciate when a pun is just in a bunch of, you know, it's in a sentence or whatever, and you just blow right past it. Because then you have to keep listening, but in the back of your mind, you're like, wait, refrigerated yogurt. Oh, he said, oh. But you're also like, oh, what's he saying now? Is this a pun? How many puns is he going to sneak in? No, the guests thing, though. Dude, we moved into this house. We moved to Ohio and into this house in August, and we've had people at our house like a couple times a month or more. Every month we've lived here so far. It's a lot. Everyone wants to come visit when you have... I mean, we have a baby, so that's like a good attraction, but like...
Are they staying the night too, or just like visiting and then leaving?
A lot of them stayed the night. My parents live like less than 2 hours away, so they've come a couple of times and just gone home after like dinner or whatever. But we've had a lot of people stay the night. And around the holidays, in our house, we had 10 adults plus 3 dogs plus a baby. And I don't know why the baby is below the dogs on the list there. All in the house at the same time for like the Christmas, around the Christmas holiday. It was just, it's a lot of people.
We did that for one day. For Christmas Day, we hosted my family. And so we had, between my mom, siblings, nieces, nephews, and such, and significant others, we had 12 people and 6 dogs. Because we have 6 wiener dogs in the family. We've got 2. My mom and my sister have 4 between them, and then my brother has 1, so they all came over. That makes 7.
Wiener party. I don't know math very well, but 6 plus 2 plus 4. Yes, that's seven.
Oh my God, seven dogs and a cat, and then 12 people just for Christmas Day for like 5 hours. But that was a lot. And then again, it was right after we had like the 10 days of people staying with us. I think this year when people are like, dude, can we hang out? We're just gonna be like, no, we've decided we don't like you anymore.
I do know you do have trouble saying that to people because you don't want to disappoint. But it's also something, you know, I need to get better at because I also am of the type where it's like I try to go out of my way to make things work. Not that people are coming over. I have a different problem. You know, it's like I just need to learn to say no and then extremely hard no.
Except for to us.
Never say no to us, Mark. Come on. Come on.
I don't know if we should talk about it on the podcast, but I almost want to like bring up, you know, way like us going to like Fogo de Chao and suddenly it'd be turning into a 20-person table.
You're not wrong, man. That's why we got burned out of conventions. It was because like conventions were a funny thing and people were like, are you gonna go to more conventions? And I'm like, I don't know, because it became a thing where like it became a friend hangout. But we kept getting more and more friends that would come and then like friends of friends and then significant others. Like it was always this bigger thing. And then we were like, all right, Molly and I are going to go do this thing. You guys just do whatever and we'll meet up later. And then we'd take a step away and we'd look back and they're all staring. And they take a step forward, like the direction we went. We're like, no, you guys literally anywhere else. You guys go do your thing. And they're like, uh-huh. Great, what's your thing? Oh, we're just gonna do whatever you do. It kind of became that for a while. So we got a little dumb with the convention thing because, yeah, it got a little bit too nuts. If we do a convention again, we're not gonna tell anybody. We're just gonna go.
Not gonna tell a soul.
I don't know. I liked meeting fans at conventions. I liked getting to see some of like the industry stuff, but like eventually I felt like we'd kind of been there, done that. It was kind of similar every year. And it's like going and seeing a game like a few weeks early. It seems cool in theory, but I feel like it doesn't really mean much in practice. Like, I don't really care about early access to a game like preview 5 minutes of gameplay. I'd rather just experience it completely fresh when it first comes out than have a taste of it ahead of time. I'd rather not know what I'm expecting or like get my expectations built up. I don't look at game trailers. I don't look at all that stuff. So the whole point of conventions kind of became like see friends and meet fans. And then just like too many of both started being a thing as we got bigger.
Too many friends. Too many fans. I've been thinking of a purge.
Of fans or friends?
Whatever.
Life was simplest when I had like three or four close friends. And I feel like I've got like 30 or 40 people I keep up with now, and it's just a lot of people.
You know what the solution to that is? You just gotta be more like me and just absolutely ghost people on and off.
I have this inner part of my brain that like tells me, it's like, it's been like 2 weeks since I've talked to this person or made content with this person. I've gotta go out of my way to do something with them now. And like, I can't, there's just some like stupid tumor on my guilt part of my brain that's like, thumpity thump thump, you better be good. And it's like, fucking leave me alone! I don't wanna talk to them, please! They wanna play this game I hate! I don't wanna play it!
Oh, you gotta be nice to him. It's been like 2 weeks.
I don't know why 2 weeks is my clock. It's like, if I don't talk to someone for 2 weeks, they'll never talk to me again.
Man, I'm lucky if I respond to a text in 2 weeks. I don't know about that.
Bob, what else did you do in 2023?
I drove across the country, which I know you've done, Mark, but I've always wanted to do that. It was very interesting.
You didn't have to come back. That was the bonus.
No, I did it one-way trip, got here, and was like, all right, that's done. But I did it in 3 days. How long did you take the last time you...
I've done it in 4 or 3 days. I've never done it in 2.
I averaged like 11 hours of driving a day or something, and it was very cool. And a lot of the country, like west of like Nebraska, is pretty fun and interesting to drive through. And then a lot of the stuff closer to Ohio was pretty boring. It was interesting. It was me and the dog, and we just got in the car and drove. And I guess I had a more romantic vision of it in my head because it was a thing I always wanted to do. But I am glad I did it because it was very cool. I mostly was just trying to get to Ohio because Mandy was here with the baby, and she was like, help, help the baby, help. And I was like, I'm coming. No time to have fun. Also, we moved to Ohio. That's why I did that.
That's the best thing I think you guys have done in the last few years is move to Ohio.
Not the having my son.
That doesn't really affect me so much right now.
That was the previous year. Don't even question that. That's a previous year.
I did say last few years, so I did put a qualifier on it.
No, you didn't.
Oh.
Mark's right because he said it loud.
I give myself 5 more points.
Who am I other than the host? New year, new us, I guess.
New us? Exact same us. Are you kidding me?
No, new year, new us. Is that loud enough to mean that it's...
It was somehow loud but less confident, which is a confusing mix.
And as we wind this down, thoughts on what you're hoping to do, not necessarily resolution-wise, but it can be a resolution. What's your 2024? What's the outlook on 2024? What do you want to do? What do you hope to do?
I mean, movie's coming out. That's obvious.
I'm excited though. I'm actually really excited to see it.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost there. People are itching for it, I know, but it's like, well, as far as the timeline goes of me making projects is probably the one that's taking the longest, but for reasons that I will discuss in the future. And then Korean. No more big projects for a bit, just planning for the next one. Do a lot of pre-production. Just spend this year kind of just like settling down and learning Korean and getting back to the core.
So if we get 1 year ahead on the podcast, we'll be great.
We can do it. We can do it.
Can you imagine if we recorded an episode in December of this year for December of next year?
If we did 10 episodes a day,
yep,
for 10 days straight, we'd be good.
And they'd all be good.
It would be the craziest year of episodes.
No, you know what I think would be an interesting experiment? Because this is basically just live streaming. But I would want to try and do a podcast episode where we do it like nonstop for as long as we could, and then cut that into episodes if it makes any sense to cut it anywhere, just to see how unhinged it could get. Because I feel like this if there's anything, this podcast is a little safe. You know, we follow the rules. We got a formula. I want to see how crazy we can get this year. I want to see how weird it can be.
Yeah, more audio bits, more video bits,
more visual only gags. Everyone loves when we do that.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go to Reddit's competitor. Maybe we'll switch out so that one guy on Reddit can't follow us.
What's Reddit's competitor? MySpace?
Is Dig still around?
If you Google Dig, yeah, dig.com comes up.
I mean, I guess it's basically Discord is like you just have your own Discord, but we have a Discord that we probably haven't talked about all year last year. Man, we really have ignored the Discord.
I check in there. I read stuff. Not a lot, but sometimes.
So I feel like you're using the word we a little strongly.
Have you checked in, Wade?
No.
It's called the Distractigo Discord, and it's out there, and we all look at it, and by we all, I mean I look at it. I use Discord like I imagine a dog might. I don't think I do it very smartly.
There's at least 9 Discords I probably haven't even clicked on in 3 to 4 years.
So what we're saying is we're going to use join the Discord, because we're going to use that more.
Well, even if we don't, though, you all can. One thing that's come up in my Discord, at least I hope it has, because I've been telling people this, people want to play Lethal Company. That's like the game right now. And they're like, oh, I don't want to play it alone. It's like, find people in the community to play with. And one thing that's nice is you can link up and talk about similar interests, because you know you at least have one thing in common. The Discords are useful for communication and meeting people that like have similar interests.
All right, here's the thing, everybody. If you go on the Distractigo Discord and you want to play Lethal Company, there's a chance we'll play with you. What? There's a chance? What the hell? Why are you shaking your head?
There's a chance in the same way that there's a chance Mark might materialize in front of your house and autograph whatever piece of merchandise you would like him to.
I feel like a Discord. I would pop in a game. You guys have never done that?
So years ago I did. I have not done it in a while.
Not recently.
Well, you guys are all playing with your friend groups, and so I don't have anyone to play with usually, so I sometimes gotta find people, so I...
There would have to be, like, a way for them to post the code for their mods, or they'd have to play vanilla for you to pop in, because you can't pop in if your mods don't mix well.
I didn't get mods until you infected my game with them.
It's not infected, it's fine. You just don't use that.
You can launch it through Steam, and it's still vanilla. You have to use the mods for them to work.
Plus, the mods are outstanding and totally worth doing.
I've got a new list. You guys want to play?
I would love to play some.
I would love to play, yeah.
Well, we should get out of here and go do that. That's fun.
All right, 2024, the year of we might play Lethal Company in the Discord. I think that was our one thing we said, right?
I said it was possible, but also go join the community, find some cool people.
You know what I did in 2023 I didn't do a lot before? I started using the word y'all.
Which one of us y'all? We y'all. Wall. Wheel.
Usins? Are you trying to say usins?
Usins. Which one of usins onesies?
Hey, me, mighty Mo, catch a tiger by the toe. Oh, bonus points to Bob.
Wait, that's a new subject. That's a new declarative statement.
Well, he didn't ask me a question that put me on edge there at the end, so he got bonus points for it. So Mark gave himself 5 points. I think Bob lost 10 points early on for mocking me or saying something, and I was like, ooh, minus 10 points.
What? No. Honestly, that does sound like a thing that happened. Actually, I'm not really going to... I'm not going to fight that one too hard.
Mark, how many points did you give yourself? Was it just 5?
Yes. Yes, I made it.
Might have been more. Might have been more. Might have been okay. Might have been just enough more.
Mark, you win by 2.
Yay! Yes! This was fair, balanced, and everything about it went according to plan. I had a strategy going into this game. I really took it to Bob there, and I crafted my relationship with the host to exploit the weaknesses I needed to and seek that victory.
I acknowledge your victory with the Triangle of Fairness.
Any speeches? Did you guys already give them? I kind of wasn't paying attention.
I literally gave a whole list.
It was beautiful, Mark. Bonus points for your speech. Bob, you have a loser speech.
I don't want to do that. My resolution for 2024 is not to give any more loser speeches because I don't want to lose.
Well, starting now, Bob is going to be a winner. Unfortunately, for the next one, I guess you'll at least have a chance to compete for another win. But congratulations to Mark, everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in, giving us your time. Hope you all enjoyed a year of video here on Spotify, or if you're still listening somewhere else, hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast, despite us pumping up the video, which is superior. But we still care about all of our listeners and viewers. Hope you all had a good, safe, fun holiday, and look forward to another year of us and our shenanigans, starting with Mark next week. So congrats again. You can find us, Mark at Markiplier, Bob at Meisker, me at Minion777, or Lord Minion777. Until next time, podcast out!